Hello, my little fag. You must have bought the first recording of me telling you the truth that you are gay, right? And how did you do? Did you get so excited that you stroked your dick and made yourself come? Well, I want you to start getting better and better at holding it in. Because that's when it makes you the most horny. And that's how I want you. Horny for cock. So today, I'm gonna let you stroke it, but I'm not gonna let you come. I want you right on the edge. Okay? And if you do a really good job, the next audio that I make, I promise I'll let you come. But I really need to condition you to get more and more horny for cock. Because that's how I want you. I'm determined to turn every straight man into a gay man. I think our society would be better off if you were all gay. Just you and all the rest of them pretending to be straight. Yeah, I know. I know it's hard sometimes. Can't ever get what you want. Having that thirst for cock and not really being able to satisfy it. Watching all those videos. All those videos. How many have you watched now? So many. And you just can't quite scratch that itch, can you? Now, each time you want more and more. But what you really want is a real life cock right in front of you. And you just don't know how to get it, do you? No. That's why you come on here and you want to talk to me, because you know I can get it for you. You know I get cock all the time. Cock just walks right up to me every day. I turn cock down practically every day. There's just a plethora of cock in my life. And you are like the exact opposite. But when you're walking around throughout your day, I know you come across a lot of men. They're fully dressed. You don't see their cocks. But I want you to put this audio on. Put me in your ears. We're gonna walk around. Find a store. I always like the home improvement stores. There's always a lot of men there. And you're gonna walk around listening to me. And we're gonna check out some guys. So let's do that now. Okay? So here we go. Look around the store. Do you see one yet? Do you see one who might have a nice cock? Look for some pants that are fitting nice and tight. I always like a good ass too. A good ass is always an indicator that his cock is nice too. And you know the saying, the big feet one. Check out his feet. Does he have big feet? Keep looking. Find that one that you know has the best cock. And then when you're near him, turn me back on. Okay, here we are. You see him. I want you to pretend like you're looking for something near him, but you have to be careful that he doesn't see you. He doesn't see you checking out his cock. This is the only way right now for you to get close to cock. Yeah, check out that ass for me. Would Goddess approve of that ass? Look at those feet. Are they big? What is he doing? Is he getting ready to buy something? He's gonna go home and work on it. Oh, he's gonna look so hot. Imagine him noticing you. Just looking right in your eyes and saying, "Are you staring at my cock? Are you a fag, dude?" Totally catching you off guard. You're just frozen, like a deer in headlights. I said, "Are you a fag?" You quickly look away. Don't let him catch you. No, I'm sorry. Just apologize and look away. Because he might actually want to tease you with his cock. Say something like, "Yeah, fags love cock. Fags always love my cock. Bet you want to suck it, don't you?" Just imagine if he pulled those pants down, pushed you to the ground, and shoved his cock right in your face. Imagine that. If he walks away, I want you to follow him. Make sure he doesn't see you. Because he will call you a fag. We both know you are. You are such a fag that if he actually looked right at you and said, "Hey, you want to go back to my car and suck my dick?" You'd say yes. you would say, "Yes, please, sir." And that's our goal right now. Because one day, one of these guys is gonna know. He's gonna know you want it bad. So keep staring at him. This one, we're not gonna let him know. We're gonna make sure he doesn't catch you. But the better and better you get at it, I might make you keep staring at his bulge, even when he looks at you. I want you to give him the up and down look and give him a wink. Yes, because you're gay. You want cock so bad. It's taking over your whole life. And I know that you want cock really bad. But it also scares the fuck out of you. And actually, this same thing happens to women. Yeah, when we first start liking guys, we like them so much. We want to do things with them. But we never have, so we get scared. And most of the time, we have to get drunk for our first time. Yeah. We have to just let him take advantage of us. Because we just don't know how to approach him. And you might have to do the same thing. But it gets easier and easier. The more and more cock that you take. And I'm gonna get you there. But the first step is checking out cock in public. Okay? Looking around the store, finding more and more cock. That's your job right now. Looking and wanting. And then when you've gotten so excited there in the store, I want you to go back to your car. Make sure you're parked in a spot where no one can see what you're doing in there. And then turn me back on. All right, here we are, in the car. Look around the parking lot. Put your hands on your pants and start rubbing your dick. Don't pull it out yet. Just rub it from the outside. Do you see any hot guys? Keep looking. Keep looking. Rub your pants. Keep rubbing. Think about those guys that you saw inside the store. Get your dick nice and hard. Are you ready? I want you to take your dick out when it's nice and hard. Pull it out. Look at how hard you got thinking about cock. Good job. Hopefully you have some lube or just use your spit or something. Start rubbing your dick. Rub your little gay boy dick. Stroke it. Stroke it. Yeah. Start gooning out. Look at you. You're so fucking gay. You're so fucking gay. You are gay. You're a fag. Look at you. I wish those guys in there could see you. They know how much power they have over you. They know they could bring you to your knees. They could own you. Make you completely weak. You are a fag. And you always will be. This is not something that you're gonna get over. This is something that is gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. That will lead you to one day sucking a real cock, if you haven't already. There are places to get real cock for you, but it's never quite satisfying when you go and get it, is it? No, you need cock that I get you. The good kind. Grade A. You know the kind. Super stiff. Extra long. Lots of girth. Dripping with pre-cum. That's right. Just like my little fag boy likes. And then, when I get him so excited, he's bursting with jizz. And I want you to be able to do that too. I want you to get him bursting with jizz. I want you to satisfy that cock. And I'm gonna be watching the whole time. Watching you. Because you are gay. You're a fag. You're my fag. I own you. You need me, and you know it. Stroke your little fag dick to the thought of it. On your knees, with a nice cock in your mouth. Now we're almost done. And I'm not gonna let you come. If you do, you have to start the recording all over again. And keep trying to make it through without coming. I know you're so weak, but you've got to do it. This is part of your conditioning that's going to lead you to real cock. Because you know every time you have an orgasm, it sets you back. And I don't approve. You're going to be the gayest gay boy ever. You're going to be one of the best. That means you've got to hold back. You've got to have a little restraint. To put your dick away. Lick up any pre-cum before you do it. And then go about your day like a good boy.